listening to Season 2 of Peace Signs, Stories of Peace, Justice, and Faith at Penn State University, brought to you by Third Way Collective.
You know, I think it's possible to come through this university as a student and sort of remain anonymous.
My name is Doug Miller, Penn State faculty member and in geography, associate professor of geography, and I also direct the Center for Environmental Informatics at Penn State. And I teach in the Department of Ecosystem Science and Management.
I think that there are ways that students are treated because of the system being the way it is that shouldn't be. And I'll give you an example. This might sound trivial, but so I had a student last year. We have a computer lab, but I had a student who could not access this one particular piece of software. It would not work. Long story short, we use ITS's profiles to log people in. It was a problem with the student profile. The student went to ITS for help. One visit, they tried to help him. He went back a second time. They tried something else. He came to my lab. That didn't work. I said, all right, let's go solve this. So I left my 21 other students. I left them in the lab and I said, let's go. We're going to go to the ITS help desk. Well, first of all, he couldn't believe it. A faculty member was going to do that. And I said, no, we're going to solve this problem. This is not fair to you. You need to be able to get this software. And they're obviously not being able to help you. So we went. We went to the help desk. I could tell it was kind of strange because I said, gave the person at the help desk my card. I said, I'm a faculty member. This is one of my students. He's having a lot of problems. He can't use this software. It will not let him log in. So they said, oh, okay, well, we'll take your notes. We'll deal with it. And I said, I really, this is the third week now. We're 15 weeks. Week six, it finally got solved. And it only got solved because I made a call to a friend who has nothing to do with help problems in ITS, but he's been there a long time. And I said, look, this is ridiculous. This student needs help. This was an average forestry student. And I honestly believe that individual, who's this nice kid, he was a really good kid, very respectful, average student, you know, he wore flannel and he had a beard and he wore a baseball hat. And I think there are really some subtle forms of discrimination that occur in this environment. But doggone it, I got that solved. It took me, I would not give up on it. I wrote a number of emails to ITS people, and it escalated, and they finally solved it. And it was a profile problem. It was like a hidden file, and this was preventing him from getting to the software. And it was bizarre circumstance. I mean, it was one in a million type of occurrence. There are some subtle forms of things that happen at Penn State because of the way people look and who they are, and it can be just as simple as, you know, when I walk into the forestry building, I can actually separate the foresters from the wildlife kids. And there are those kinds of things that go on. And sometimes, you know, I make those observations and I know who these kids are. I get to establish a relationship with them. But I think the system, sometimes they give up. He was quite willing to go through the rest of the semester using his friend's login credentials, which is highly against Penn State security, and I couldn't let him do that, right?
So there are really some subtle forms of discrimination that have nothing to do with race or ethnicity, or it's who you are, and or you know, and quite honestly, a lot of those are the average students, right? These are not the top-notch scholar students. The race issues and the religious issues and those things, those are all out there. But those other things are really subtle. When I see these opportunities, look, we don't have to do that. Faculty can, you know, you can distance yourself so much from students that they won't even necessarily feel bad about you because of that, because that's the way everybody does it. Especially in large section classes. You can just be another number. It's not hard. If you can find that smaller community within Penn State, you can make it in a place like this. So the way to cope with that, I think, is to find a community of faith and to be part of it. It's something outside of this place, which Penn State can become a It's like any institution can become very, you can just get so far down the stovepipe that it's hard to see either end.
Peace Signs is a project of Third Way Collective, committed to Christ-centered peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. To find out more and to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.